And speaking of spatial planning, the interministerial committee appointed by President Cyril Ramaphosa to deal with service delivery grievances in Alexandra is visiting the area today, and the team is expected to meet with the leaders of the Alex Total Shutdown movement who organized that recent protest. In fact, those recent protests that we saw in the township over the last couple of weeks. And residents have been demanding better services and strong action against crime. And some also address this issue of housing. Let's speak to the Gauteng MEC for Human Settlements, Uhuru Muilwa. Mr. Muilwa, thank you so much for your time. What will you be doing in Alexandra today as the Interministerial Committee?
Good day, Clement, and good day to some of the listeners. We're not in Alexandra today. The Interministerial Committee, which is now called Interministerial Task Team, established by the President of the Republic, is part of the Presidential Rapid Response Team into issues of service delivery, really, that the President had started much more earlier before the Alex Shutdown Committee. So I wanted to put that on record.
Okay.
We're going to the offices of the Department of Cooperative Governance this afternoon at 2 o'clock to meet as interministerial committee. The delegation is led by the Premier of Gauteng and the Deputy Minister Nell, because the Minister Mkhize is very much involved with the President in KZN due to the floods there. We're meeting with the property owners at 1 o'clock this afternoon, and later at 2 o'clock we'll be receiving a report from the technical team. The technical team is constituted by interministerial director generals who are working on different work streams. They're going to be giving us a report on a way forward with regard to how we're going to be handling the issues of municipal service deficit, the issues of housing, and the entire petitions as is being presented to the President by the Alex Shutdown Committee.
Once then you've been briefed by that task team, how long is it going to take you then to implement some of the plans or the solutions that they've come up with? In other words, what's the timeline are you giving yourselves, and will you be giving to the residents of Alex?
It has taken us a week and a half, I think, for the interministerial committee to be where it is. It met for the first time last week. It met with the Alex Shutdown Committee. It established a technical committee. The technical committee has already met twice. It's met the third time this morning at 10 o'clock. At 2 o'clock, we're receiving the report. And from there on, it's the implementation of an action plan. We expect the technical team to present to us an action plan, what should happen when. And I think the Minister of Cooperative Governance would, once he's done with the flood issues in KZN, probably convene or brief the media around which the progress will then be announced.
But are you hoping that that progress will be announced before the elections? And I'm asking you this because people have been asking, why should the Alex residents believe that the ANC-led government now, believe it now when it says it wants to change things in the community? In other words, how do they trust you that you're not only doing this for electioneering?
You know, I'm the MEC of Human Settlement, and I was assigned this task last year in March. And since then, I've been meeting with the land and property owners in Alexandra. I've met with the people that now constitute Alexandra Shutdown Committee probably thrice last year. We agreed to the program of action. So these things are not new. And I as an MEC for Human Settlement, for instance, put into place mechanisms within my department to begin to look at a plan that will sustain how Alexandra should be developed. And that's the reason why we're not only looking at Alex proper, we're also looking at the outskirts of Alexandra, so that we can develop the outskirts of Alexandra, decamp people in there, and then address the actual problems in Alex proper.
But why is it happening now, Mr. Muilwa, just a few months before elections? As you say, the ANC-led government has governed that area before. Why wasn't this process started then?
No, this process has been unfolding. The Alexandra Renewal Project is an old project of 2000.
But where is it now, the renewal project? Where is it now?
No, there has been development in Alexandra.
Like what?
Remember that Alexandra is a catchment area. You are never going to solve that problem unless you comprehensively deal with the issues of overpopulation within a 5 square kilometer radius.
But what kind of developments have we seen from the urban renewal project?
You need to invest in bulk infrastructure around.
But has that been invested? Because you're saying there are benefits, Mr. Mwila. I'm asking, can you at least mention just 2 benefits that the Alex residents can point to and say this is as a result of the urban renewal project, the Alexandra renewal project?
The Far East Bank was part of Alexandra renewal project. It's a beautiful suburb in the north of Alexandra, right? Just inside that township. Schools have been built there. All the streets were cut. Sewer system was revamped and improved. Unfortunately, this is money spent underground, so ordinary people will not necessarily see it. You will obviously see it in the accounting books. So there has been an improvement there in Alexandra. But as I say, the increase in population in a 5 square kilometer radius clearly requires out-of-the-box thinking. And I've been saying these things probably more than 5 times in the interviews around Alexandra. It's not the first time that I've read 702 with regard to the issues of Alexandra. There's been fires there, and I've been outlining what is the best way forward to deal with the Alexandra problem in a sustainable fashion.
Okay.
So this is work in progress, basically.
Yeah. Uhuru Mwila, Gauteng, MEC for Human Settlements. Thank you so much for your time. Do you agree? I mean, he's saying that there are improvements in service delivery in Alex. Then why are we seeing protests? Huh?